Welcome to the Politocrat. I'm Omar Moore. It is Wednesday, November the 10th, 2021. On this edition of the Politocrat, trials. That's right. Trials that are high profile, that feature white men as murderers. Do you know that there are at least four trials right now, that are going on in the United States, prominent trials involving white men as murderers or alleged murderers, and only two of them are being covered, really only one. I'll explain right after this. Welcome back, dear listener. It is Wednesday. Happy hump day to you. Hope you are well. It is Wednesday. Oh my goodness. Can we just get through this day, please? Can we just get through Wednesday? I really wish that Prince had written a song about Wednesday. Although I think he probably has in the million billion songs he had written. I'm sure one of them focused on Wednesday somehow, you know? Oh my gosh. But this Wednesday, look, I want it to go away. Go. Get to Thursday. I hope you're well, dear listener, on this Wednesday, November the 10th. And you are listening to the Politocrat Daily Podcast. I am Omar Moore, and you are a loyal listener, and thank you. So I hope that things are going your way, and if they're not, I hope they do soon, and I hope that you are in a better place as soon as is humanly possible. Well, I gotta tell you, I said that at the beginning here that there are four trials. Well, not quite. There's maybe three and a half trials going on right now, major ones that I don't see getting that much airtime in the corporate news media, although I'm not looking at the corporate news media to know this. I'm kind of trying to forage through some of the online sites, and it's very, very clear that what the corporate news media is doing is playing into the hands of the right wing and the terrorists in the right wing. I mean, it's very clear. They are covering predominantly the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, or I call it the Kyle Schittenhouse trial. Quite frankly, I think Kyle Rittenhouse should be under the jail. I think that it's very, very clear that he killed two people, if you watch the video, if you dare to. And he even says that he does. It's what you call in evidentiary law an excited utterance. I believe it's one of the evidentiary exceptions, if I remember my law school evidence class as well as I should from many, many moons ago. I think I've told you, dear listener, I don't practice criminal law, so I am not versed exactly on what the principle is, but I believe it would be classified, from just going from memory from law school days, as an excited utterance, which is really what Kyle Rittenhouse hollered to these cops who were sitting perched on their tanks and letting him just leave the state of Wisconsin to head back across state lines to Illinois, even though he had already committed a crime before he murdered two people. I mean, he brought an assault weapon across state lines from Illinois to Wisconsin. That's illegal. You can't do that. But he did. And this notion that he was going there to defend stores that were already A, boarded up, B, it was the dead of night. What the hell are you there with your freaking assault rifle for? You were there to kill people. You're not there to hunt deer. You're not there to protect stores because they had already been boarded up. Hours and hours ago they had been. And then finally it's dark. So what are you doing? Why didn't you come during the day? See, here's the rub of this, right? Think critically here, because, a lot of people don't, And the United States and a lot of other countries are not societies where critical thinking is supported or pushed. It is frowned upon. And see, they say that you're overthinking things. You know, any infrastructure that wants to keep its shape and its hierarchy in place is always going to try to tell you that you're overthinking something, or that you are so serious, or that you are this or that. But what you want is a critical thinker. And being a critical thinker is very important. It really is, dear listener. Don't let anybody tell you you're overthinking anything. I don't buy it. I completely don't buy it. But Kyle Rittenhouse waltzed out of the state, having shouted, "I just killed two people," at least twice he said this. And this is literally seconds after killing those two people. Rifle slung across, hands up. I mean, this guy has confessed to the crime. He's committed the crime in plain sight, and he's confessed. And the police say, "No, you can go." And now, all kinds of punkish nonsense at that trial. Look, I'm not even going to go into all these specific trials into detail, but I'm telling you right now, that's the one that the corporate news media are just giving extra light on. You got pundits. I saw this on Twitter. That's the only reason I know. You got pundits salivating and calling him stuff. I mean, they didn't call him as bad as I just called him, but it's just all exposure for him and for these loud, racist-ass, violent-ass, right-wing, terroristic, fascist people who are, with dark money and all other kinds of things, supporting a murderer. It's what he is. Kyle Rittenhouse is a murderer. He's a killer and he's a murderer. I don't think I can be any plainer than that. But the media just keeps saying, "Oh, let's just go live to his trial now." And I don't care how much acting this guy does. He's as guilty as sin, and he's going to walk. I predict he's going to walk. I just think he's going to. Hope I'm wrong, but I think he will. But the real deal here is that there are three other trials going on involving white men either killing someone or doing something almost as horrible as that. And these are the three trials are getting virtually no coverage in the major corporate news media. I point to the Ahmaud Arbery murder, where Ahmaud Arbery was brutally murdered last year while jogging in broad daylight on Sunday of February, I think 23rd, 2020. He was murdered in cold blood, lynched. And it was horrible what happened to him. Shot at least two or three times at point blank range. One of the people involved was someone who worked with the Brunswick District Attorney's Office down there in Georgia for over 25 years as a police investigator /detective or investigator, special private detective, or whatever the heck his title was. And he has a son who also participated in this murder, the McMichaels, Travis, and whoever the hell the other one was. And then you had this other guy as well. That makes three. And that trial of those three murdering bastards has barely got underway, and it's not getting any coverage, very little. Then there's another trial going on. That's right, there's a trial going on in Charlottesville, Virginia, but it is a civil trial. There's the only difference there. It is a civil trial, and that trial involves a right-wing hate group. Surprise, surprise. Well, of course, you know what happened in Charlottesville in 2017, where Heather Heyer was run over and murdered by a white racist piece of garbage. And, you know, this is this rally, this Unite the Right garbage. There's a whole lawsuit at the heart of that, so it's not really a criminal trial at all. It's a lawsuit that's going on regarding them in Charlottesville, Virginia. So that's that one. And then finally, last but not least, definitely not least, trials going on, or at least court appearances going on, for the terrorists who participated in an attack on our country here back in January. And do you know that nearly 700 people have actually been charged in this insurrection, as they call it? I call it terrorist attack. Nearly 700 people, 691 people have been charged in the capital insurrection. That's what they are calling it in the media. I call it 691 terrorists have been charged in the terrorist attack on American soil. But no one's talking like that. No one's going to talk like that. Could it be the color of their faces is white, and so just because of that, there are people in a very racist society who pretend that this is only one-way traffic as far as who commits these crimes is concerned? We are looking at four cases. We're looking at four cases, and these are cases that should be getting the maximum attention, but not for the people who are acting for the camera and trying to put on their best Academy Award performance, Kyle Rittenhouse. But to let everybody know that we've got these serious times going on in this country, all of these violent white men, which is not something that should be a shock given the history of this country. But you're looking at something that's pretty darn sinister, and that the media just covers one and then the other ones just kind of offhandedly shows you what they're all about. It really does. It shows you what they're about. And let me just tell you this. Right now, I think that there are white terrorists planning more attacks on government and on the country. I think that's being made a plot right now as I speak. Now, look, I don't have any independent evidence of this. I don't know of any plotting. But come on now. Do you really think that these folks are not going to do this again? Four trials, four. One of them really, you know, is what happened on January 6th, the terrorist attack. Those folks are kind of making appearances in courts and things, and it was haggling over preliminary deals and plea deals and this and the rest of it. And that's what those desk appearances are about. They're not really trials, but they are desk appearances virtually or in person for the January 6, 2021 terrorist attack. And then you've got, these are the three cases I was talking about. The Rittenhouse murder case, the murder case of those three thugs, those white thugs who murdered Ahmaud Arbery. And of course, the other one is the Charlottesville rally, civil law suit there. And we have to be keeping our eyes on this, because this notion that, ooh, black folk are violent. I told you that we are the most nonviolent people, I think, in the entire country. I don't think that's even close. All you have to do is just look around you and see who is violent and who isn't. And largely, it's the same old song. Welcome back, dear listener. You know, it is at times like these where I say, why doesn't the corporate news media connect the dots here? With all of these violent white men, why doesn't the corporate news media take the opportunity to do a whole expose upon violent white men? Why doesn't that happen? As I squeak in this chair here, as the chair squeaks, I don't know if you can hear any of that, but I ask you, why isn't the corporate news media doing what they always do with us? Try to make a pathology out of us. Oh, it's peculiar to you lot. Ooh, you know. And what's peculiar is that you've got a group of people who benefit largely from a system that was made for them, certainly made for the richer among them, or the richest among them. And yet they still fail. That's a peculiar thing. in a system that's set up for them and for their benefit, they still fail, largely. And then get resentful and angry at the black folk, who actually exceed and excel in the system, so much so that they do better than the people who created the goddamn thing. And then the people who are white, who fall by the wayside, get resentful at them, jealous of their success, angry and hostile to them. But at every turn, you know, the media says, well, you know, why are they so violent? Black on black crime, da 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 da. And there's no, it's just so ridiculous. So ridiculous. And then there are all these specials. Oh, what's it like to be black in America? What is it like to be white in America? Benefit from a system and benefit from 400 plus years of enslavement of black people so that you could stand on our black backs. And yet you still fail. And yet you're still a colossal failure. You see, when we succeed in your racist ass system, you keep moving the goalposts. That's what you do. Right? But when you fail in your own system, you fail miserably. And then you get angry at us. You should be angry at the system created by people who look like you. Why would you be angry at us? I mean, that's not necessarily a rhetorical question. But when we succeed in your racist system, what you do is move the goalposts. Oh, we'll change the rules. Oh, we'll move the goalposts. Oh, you passed that test that we set for you to fail? Oh, you succeeded at the test that we thought you would fail? Oh, we're going to move the goalposts some more. You got to jump through this hoop now. You got to jump through. Oh, you did that one too? Oh, you got to jump through this hoop over here. And now it's got fire around it. Oh, you jumped through the one that's got fire around it? Oh, we're going to put you on this hot bed of coals that you've got to walk through. And it's a freaking mile long. Oh, you managed to make it through that one? Oh, well, we've got this steel trap door. And you've got to stand in it as it gets closer and closer and closer to your body from both sides, closing in like a sliding door in an elevator. Can you do that? This is how it goes in the system. And as black folk, this is what we're dealing with. While nothing is examined about people like Carl Rittenhouse and these other white men who are a bunch of menaces and terrorists and violent murdering thugs, killers. Why isn't the corporate news media doing an expose on those men / boys? Why are they not doing an expose on them? You know, in some instances, a lot of instances, when black folk get killed in this country, there's no big expose about it. What expose did Tamir Rice get? What expose did Breonna Taylor get? I mean, maybe she got a little something-something in her local city in Kentucky. But come on now. No one's interested in covering anyone that looks like me. They're not interested in that in the corporate news media. And I don't care how many black people they have on there hosting things, but the fact of the matter is that's the truth. It's the truth. I want to see a connective tissue. I want to see an opportunity for the media to actually educate people and then point to the commonalities and similarities of these white men who do these violent things. Point to them. Just look at the interior of boardrooms and newsrooms and everything else. You really should not have to look far to find where the real problems are. And I think the way that we're going now, we're just not going to care anymore about who's doing what. And how can you do that when one of these people was all about the Nazi movement? And why would you do that when some of these people have killed and murdered people? Why would you even get involved in that when you could be facing a lawsuit like the right-wing fascist group in Charlottesville is facing? Why is the answer? But that's also the question, which is why I asked it. And maybe next time we'll get some answers, but media has to do its job. And if you don't like the fact that the media isn't doing its job, well, you need to listen to alternative media. Joe Madison, SiriusXM 126. I would say you should also look at Roland Martin Unfiltered on YouTube. You can search that pretty easily. I would say look at Karen Hunter on SiriusXM Radio, 126 The Urban View, just like Joe Madison. I would say there's so many avenues to go to, but not this press. This press is horrible. Yes, there may be a nice story once in a while, or, you know, whatever. But the fact of the matter is that this press is way too dumb, and it's playing that way, and deliberately so. It really is. And they're getting exposed because they look bad doing it. You know, I just... Oh, boy. I really, we need better media in this country. And there is freespeech.tv. There's a number of other media that are actually very good and that you should listen to. Democracy Now. I mean, very important. So, look, I mean, I think that while the media is going to pretend that there's no connection or there's no commonality between Kyle Rittenhouse and these people getting plea deals on a January 6th terrorist attack, or, you know, whether it's, you know, someone who is more, I don't know what, you know, the fact of the matter is that that's what's going on. And the media is not covering it. So we have to be our own media out here. We really do. It's critical. It's very important that we do this and get it right. And again, as I said earlier, and I think I just kind of walked into the middle of my thought with something else, the corporate news media is continuously missing opportunities for education on all of this. And instead of doing that, it's all punditry and all sensationalism. And it's just wrong, plain wrong. It's just wrong. Wrong as the day is long. You can't sensationalize what's going on here in this country because it is not to be sensationalized. It's very dangerous. And my goodness gracious me, you know, it's not good. You know, it's just really unhealthy. Thank you very much for listening to this edition of The Politocrat. I'm Omar Moore.